Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Bruderick. Huron County received funding from the state to continue the effort of remonumentation of properties. The county received $58,360 from the state of Michigan to continue the survey remonumentation program again this year. Based on the qualifications of surveyors, Ben Tank of Tank Surveying, Lawrence Wade of Case Surveying, and Paul Gerstenberger, PS, will share the money and the workload. The Office of Land Survey and Remonumentation is responsible for the administration of the Survey and Remonumentation Act. For the first time since the original government surveyors were established more than 100 years ago, the checking and establishing of survey markers to identify historic markers is being done. The original survey markers sometimes used rocks and trees as markers, some of which have been lost over the decades. And Huron County is preparing for its annual spring household hazardous waste collection on May 8th from 1 o'clock until 5 p.m., focusing on promoting environmental sustainability and easing landfill strain. This exclusive opportunity, made possible through the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, allows residents to responsibly dispose of hazardous materials. Huron County's spring household hazardous waste collection, scheduled for May 8th, underscores the critical need to separate hazardous materials from regular waste streams. By diverting items such as chemicals and batteries away from the landfills, the program aims to reduce environmental degradation and protect community well-being. This emphasis on proper waste disposal reflects a collective effort to promote a cleaner, safer environment through residents' active participation. While the collection accepts various hazard materials, certain items like tires, explosives, and latex paint won't be accepted. Residents can contact the MSU Extension Office for registration and details. Familiarizing with the accepted items list ensures compliance with collection guidelines. And Harbor Beach Community Schools recently hosted a moving event for young drivers, featuring Sam and Maureen Howell's powerful story of overcoming the consequences of distracted driving. Organized by Carrie Monaghan, the trauma director at Harbor Beach Community Hospital, the presentation emphasized community safety and awareness. On April 17th, approximately 200 students in grades 8 through 12 gathered to hear Sam's journey, which began with a devastating car crash on February 14th. Despite facing a slim 3% chance of survival, Sam defied the odds thanks to the swift response of EMS and fire personnel, as well as timely medical care. The crash, caused by a common distraction, his ringing phone, left Sam with severe injuries, challenging his ability to walk, talk, and eat again. However, with unwavering determination and support from rehabilitation specialists and medical professionals, Sam not only recovered but also graduated from college. Today, Sam and Maureen travel across Michigan sharing their story to raise awareness about distracted driving. Their motto, "If it saves one person, it's worth it," drives their advocacy efforts. Their journey gained momentum when the Michigan State Police approached them to create educational videos highlighting the dangers of distracted driving. You can view one of said videos on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Detroit. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Baddox, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back here on Them Broadcasting with more news. A 32-year-old Detroit man has been charged in a shooting that wounded five people in what police say was a dispute over a parking space outside a blues club. Damon Hunter faces five counts of assault with intent to murder and other charges. He was arraigned Saturday following his arrest April 10th at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Bond was set at $5 million. Police say an argument started at about 2:45 a.m. on March 29th outside the Westside Detroit Club and had become physical when one man involved pulled a gun from a vehicle and fired shots into a crowd. Five men were struck. Police said it appears only one of the victims was involved in the fight. And Iraqi Prime Minister has visited Michigan to meet with the state's large Iraqi community and update them on escalating tensions in the Middle East. The visit follows a meeting with President Joe Biden earlier this week to discuss economic relations between the U.S. and Iraq. The Prime Minister's visit to Washington and Michigan has been planned well before Saturday's drone and missile launches from Iran-backed groups, but the weekend developments have put the visit in the spotlight as tensions in the region rise. Drone and missile launches overflew Iraqi airspace and others that were launched from Iraq by Iran-backed groups. The Iraqi Prime Minister will meet with local leaders and Iraqi community members just outside of Detroit. And legislation that could ban TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake has won a major boost as House Republicans included it in a package of bills that would send U.S. aid to Ukraine and Israel. The bill could be a law as soon as next week if Congress moves quickly. The TikTok bill passed the House in March and has widespread support in both chambers. It was included in the House foreign policy package after negotiations with the Senate over how long Chinese technology from ByteDance, Ltd., would have to sell its stake in the app. President Biden has said he would sign it. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.
And we have two obituaries to report for today, April 19th, 2024. Doris Joan Davis of Baddox passed away today, just 2 days before her 90th birthday celebration at McLaren Thumb Region after a brief illness. Per Doris's wishes, cremation will occur, and a memorial service is going to be held at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe on Monday, April 22nd at 11 a.m. Burial will be in Grand Lawn Cemetery at a later date. Now, she was supposed to have a 90th birthday party at her house this Sunday, April 21st, but that has changed to a celebration of life still at her house from 1 to 4. Memorials can be made to the Thumb Breadbasket or Bayshore Camp in Doris Davis's name. And George F. Deal of Port Hope passed away on April 12th at the age of 79. Lakeview Cemetery, Port Hope, on Saturday, April 20th at 12, is where the graveside service is going to take place. You can send memorials to the George Deal family at their online guest book, the @ WOO-Jack-Caltira.com. Oh, that was a rough one. Anyway, that's the obituaries we have for right now, April 19th, and on with the rest of the show.